Here we are in Plougnier-Menez, at the foot of the Calvary, facing the south portal of the church. To your right is the triumphal entryway of this parish close of the Mont d'Arrée. It has two triumphal arches with stiles. As you recall, they serve as cattle guards or stops and prevent animals from entering into the sacred space.
This entry was inspired by that of Saint-Égonnec, but without the architectural ornamentations.
In olden days, this parish close had an ossuary, but it was destroyed in the 19th century.
The church, of medieval origin, was significantly restored in the 18th century. Dedicated to Saint Yves, it is under the patronage of Saint Eneour, who is said to have come from England in a vessel made of stone to evangelize Brittany.
It is also said that Saint Eneour was buried here.
If you go inside the church, you will admire its pulpit, an altar and altarpiece from the 17th century, as well as statues in polychromed wood.
Now look at the Calvary near you.
Attention, there are two. This one dates from 1540 and was restored in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Do you see the bumps on the pillar? They're found on not a few parish closes. Some say that they represent the bubon of the plague, but it's never been proven.
The second Calvary is outside the parish close, on La Place de la Poste, to your left. In its upper section, the statues of the Virgin and the saints are the work of Roland Doré.
This Calvary is distinguished by an unusual iconography. Saint Benoît is represented with another mysterious saint who has at his feet a big bird. See if you can find him. This town has known some dark years.
On the eve of the French Revolution, the linen industry, by which the town lived, declined forever, and the region suffered the consequences. By order of the bishop, Yves Le Goas, rector of Plougnier-Menez, an investigation was made of the area's misery. His official report is overwhelming.
The parish counts 3,300 communicants. The territory is shut in by the Mont d'Arrée, the mountains behind them, and elsewhere moors and undergrowth of little fertility. One sees quickly that the inhabitants of this area cannot be very wealthy. The towns have none but clumsy midwives. Here the neighbor assists the birth at her neighbor's and so on in turn. From this, how many infants die in childbirth? Others are infirm or feeble. The rye flour on which the commoner lives costs 21 sous. It is sold today for 121. I do not speak at all of wheat. Our poor never taste it. To call at their homes is to see poverty itself. Half naked, without wood to heat themselves, without beds, except a little straw, a little manure.
Today, a smile has returned to Brittany, to Plougnier-Menez, as well as all of the Morlaix region. Among other points of interest, don't miss visiting two towns at the heart of the Corsairs, Morlaix and Roscoff.
In Morlaix, you can stroll across the years. Your choice between a bakery from the 15th century for a pastry, an Italian Baroque theater to see a contemporary dance show, and lastly, a 19th century style brasserie for a cool drink.
Then vagabond around Roscoff. There, the salt air and the sea will fulfill your getaway ideas. And the beaches of fine sand invite you to relax, for taking it easy in Roscoff is the art of life.
Right.
Let's go now in the direction of the parish close of Plourin-les-Morlaix, where Roland Doré and his works await us. Return to your car and go back the way you came. At the stop sign after the mairie, the town hall, turn left, direction Morlaix. Then, at the light, take a right onto the D111, direction Cloître Saint-Égonnec. You will come to an intersection, and there, left, continuing direction Cloître Saint-Égonnec. Pass through the village. You will pass in front of the Museum of the Wolf. At the crossroads, take a left, direction Plourin-les-Morlaix. The steeple at the village will be your guide. Park in the parking area to the right of the parish close. Take the entrance to the right. We'll be waiting for you in the shade of the yew tree.